With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Missoula Mayor John Engen says District Judge Karen Townsend has again ruled in favor of the city in its effort to acquire the local municipal water company. Engen says Townsend ruled the entities that fought the city's use of eminent domain to acquire Mountain Water Company were overcharging for legal services and fees.
We've been awaiting this decision for months. Short version is Judge Townsend has substantially reduced the fees that Carlisle, Liberty, and Mountain Water put forward as a function of our litigation. We're talking millions of dollars, real money.
Engen says he could not be more specific at the time of our interview. He made that announcement to almost 180 people attending Monday's City Club Missoula public forum. He joined Missoula County Commissioner Gene Curtis and University of Montana President Sheila Stearns to discuss the challenges and goals their organizations face. Engen says the city has tackled serious challenges over the past several years, including improving the quality of sexual assault investigations. He also rattled off a list of goals he says would benefit Missoulians. For starters, Engen suggested making Missoula College tuition-free. He also asserted that everyone has a right to have a place to live and access to transportation, among other things. Engen notes it will take a cohesive strategy, or as he puts it, intent, to plan for those goals. I asked him how much all this intent could end up costing Missoulians.
The cost of intent is intense. The cost of doing nothing is much greater. If we don't make investments today, we never get ahead. We never move forward. The reason we invest in this stuff is to make a difference down the road.
But you talk to some Missoulians and they say it's just getting more and more expensive to live in Missoula. Where does it stop?
It does get more and more expensive to live in Missoula. It gets more and more expensive to live anywhere. We do, however, live in a community where people, I think, continue to be willing to make investment. So we have lots of private investment going on to the tune of about $250 million last year of private investment. We think that we'll see that again this year. There's about $500 million of private investment happening on Front Street, I think, over the next 5 years. All of that goes to tax base. Fundamentally, we need to grow our tax base or revenue sources, right? They come in two forms for us, property taxes and fees. Can we start to take advantage of the 3 million folks who visit Missoula every year? Are we doing anything about that?
Last question. You said something I thought fleeting, possible free college at Missoula College. Did I hear
Absolutely.
That wrong?
Absolutely. So here's a notion. How do we give folks a leg up and an entree into a university system? One of the things that other communities are doing are figuring out ways to manage that tuition for two-year colleges, a place where folks either get a sense that they're going to be okay in college, or they're going to get an associate's degree, or they're going to move on to something else. That might be a fairly de minimis place to begin an investment in student success, right? And again, if we can figure out a revenue stream around that, I don't pretend to have that answer, but if you look at a community like San Francisco, they figured it out for residents. Maybe we can too.
University of Montana President Sheila Stearns had to leave Monday's forum before she could offer a response to Engen's free Missoula College tuition proposal. During her formal presentation, though, Stearns recapped UM's ongoing enrollment and financial challenges while asserting the university is still strong, solid, and taking a strategic approach to stabilizing and increasing enrollment. Missoula County Commissioner Gene Curtis says there are 28 polling stations across the county and all use technologically dated equipment that will have to soon be replaced. Curtis says that will cost close to $700,000. The county is working on budgeting options to pay for that. One option may be to reduce the number of polling places in Missoula County. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.